Blog Talk Radio.
Before we bring Bob, we want to talk about the upcoming event, the event of a lifetime at the Congressional Black Caucus. It's going to be an event that you have to be at. 31 years of publishing and 65 years of life. Be there September 19th. We're going to be right back with Bob Churchwell. We'll be right back. Fantastic. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. So happy to have you. First off,
Good,
tell us a little bit
here.
About yourself. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with your business.
Okay, Russell. I came to D.C. With the Sheridan Corporation back in 1971, and was scheduled to be around D.C. for a year or so before moving on to another property. And at that time, I just fell in love with Washington, D.C. and did not want to leave. So I started searching for an occupation that I could enjoy and love, and I signed up with New York Life Insurance Company. And I actually have been in the insurance business since 1972. I started as a little bitty baby. And I retired from New York Life after 25 years as a senior NILAC. But prior to leaving New York Life, I actually wanted to move directly and exclusively into the business marketplace. So I established the first operation, which is Benefits by Design. And we provided employee benefits, risk management, and human resources outsourcing. And after a few years, we went in different directions, and I just rolled my clients and my expertise into employee benefit advocates, which I started in 2001. Started that operation with a vision of becoming the 21st century's preeminent employee benefits broker consulting firm. So that's actually how I actually got started in the insurance business from the beginning.
People hear the word insurance all the time. However, a lot of people don't realize there's all types of insurance. When people hear the word insurance, they think normally of life insurance or they think of an insurance policy. I remember back in the day when the insurance man came around to the house to collect 10 cents, 15 cents for an insurance policy to bury someone. And he went from door to door. That was the old way of collecting the insurance. Bring us up to date 2013. What type of insurances are there?
Well, that was the debit insurance. I remember the insurance agents coming to the door, and my grandmother would say, "Oh, there's that old insurance man." But you're right, man. Insurance, the name, the word insurance crosses all kinds of boundaries. There's all kinds of insurance programs out there. But for myself, I specialize in the employee benefits areas. And there's all kinds of products and services that are available in the realm of employee benefits, from medical insurance that you have on your job, medical various forms of medical insurance, life insurance, disability, just a myriad of products and services that are offered in terms of the insurance arena.
So when you say employee benefits insurance, what exactly does that compare?
Well, employee benefits is a broad range of programs that an employer would establish for the benefit of his employees to give them coverage for medical, life insurance, disability, maybe long or short-term disability. But there's also other services that are involved with that. We look at Section 125, those types of contracts that allow an employer to facilitate his employees by letting them pay for their share of the proceeds with pre-tax dollars. There's COBRA compliance issues, HRA, HSA, all kinds of products. But the main thing that I focus on is the concept that I'm dealing with, because it's a process. And the process starts with understanding what the employer's needs are, what the pains are, and what his goals are. And then I come on board as their employee benefits partner and advocate and go through that process and deliver solutions to them, building cost-effective employee benefits program that satisfies their needs at that time, and do long-range planning so that we can stay abreast of the marketplace and their employee needs, you know, as time goes on.
Does employees pay for part of that insurance, or do they pay all of it, or does the employee itself have to pay?
Well, there we go. That depends on the philosophy of the employer. Now, most employers do pay. Well, it is required that employer pay a percentage of the cost of the medical insurance. Okay, but it, depending on the employer's philosophy, it determines on it, he may have to pay 50%, but he may decide to pay 80%. There are some very competitive employers that are in very competitive industries whereas they may pay 100% of the employee's benefits costs. Just because they need to attract the very best and the brightest in the industry to their business operation. But generally, there are certain benefits that the employer will pay 100%. Then there are voluntary benefits where the employee will pay 100% of the benefits, and then there are combinations. But there are tools that allow the employer and the employee to share in the cost, and it just depends on the philosophy, depends on the industry that the employer is working in, and his need to be competitive in terms of attracting his employees. Now, not every business owner is providing benefits for their employees.
But some states, it's mandatory. It's by law. You have to provide some kind of insurance benefits for your employees. Is that correct?
Well, not necessarily so. Even under the health care reform, employers with 50 employees or more will be required to provide some type of coverage, or the employees will go through an exchange. And depending on the situation or the circumstances that the employees and the employer is under, there may be penalties involved. So there's a yes and a no answer to that. But those employers that are, depending on the philosophy, those employers that want to take care of their employees, that want to do the right thing, they want to provide an opportunity for the employees to purchase benefits.
Well, it's truly a benefit for any individual to have any kind of insurance, but when it comes to health insurance or workman's compensation or any type of insurance plan, it's to the individual to make sure it's in place, to make sure that they have it, to have what they call peace of mind. Give us your overall take about how you do your business versus other people who have the same type of insurance opportunity to offer. What do you offer different, and why would they go with Bob Churchwell?
Okay. Now, you did mention workers' comp. By law, you have to have workers' compensation insurance in place. There are certain government guidelines that a business must follow. But how I do business, again, Russell, to me, it is about the process. I have relationships with major carriers, actually affiliations with major carriers and service providers locally, nationally, internationally. But my relationship is with the client. So my process to, first of all, to understand the client. As the saying goes, seek first to understand, then to be understood. So I seek to understand the employee's situation, what their needs and concerns are. And secondly, I help them to clearly define what their corporate philosophy, what their corporate employee benefits philosophy is, and then help them to develop a sound strategy to achieve the outcomes that they seek. Now, when I go in, most employers already have some coverage in place, or if they don't, we start from ground zero. But when they have coverage in place, then I critically analyze the current situation just to see how it's working, figure out what they like, what they dislike, and move on from there. Sometimes things aren't broken, so you don't try to fix something that's not broken. So we just try to see where there may be need for adjustments, or some things need to be replaced completely. Then I thoroughly investigate, and then I thoroughly investigate the alternatives. We look at various products, various service providers, and see how they fit to achieve the goals and the outcomes that we're seeking. After we've done that work, then we present solutions and options to the employer to help them make informed decisions. And once we decide upon the course of action, we work closely with them to implement all appropriate solutions. We deliver complete overviews to the employees. And then we provide ongoing consultative services so that we are there. We become the partner and advocate of the employer. We're there on their side, making their lives easier, making it easier for them to sleep at night because they know that they've got someone with them who is looking out for that area of their business.
It's interesting. You mentioned online services. So people can contact you via the internet, online. What can they get as far as online services, and how is that a total benefit to an individual who has your services?
Well, when you say online services, we utilize online services when we institute a program. Of course, there's methods for the individuals to follow up on their benefits, to search for their for physicians, depending on the services that are piled on into the program. It could be just to do certain administrative functions that the employee can do that takes that burden away from the employer or for the HR department, so that the employee has self-service items that they can take care of, as, again, tracking the benefits, tracking their deductibles, tracking the out-of-pocket expenses. So, you know, there are a lot of things that the employee can do. Now, when it comes, I don't sell insurance. I don't market. I market, but I don't actually sell products online. I directly interface with the businesses, with the individuals that I work with. Now, online services are maybe provided as a part of the overall program, depending on what their needs are, how far, how spread out the, their employees are, how many different states they're in. But it all depends on the nature of the business and the needs of the business. But we can satisfy it on all levels, on a local, national, and an international basis.
Fantastic. Bob Churchwell.
Yes.
Yeah, what you say is so interesting as far as insurance is concerned. People really don't understand insurance. We have a caller on the air who wants to talk to you. Air code 301-736, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, actually,
call
I was in the queue.
Great.
Actually,
you
I was listening to the show. You can't hear me?
I can hear you now. But go ahead. You have a question for Mr. Bob Churchwell?
No, I just got on the phone, so I haven't even gotten into the discussion yet.
Okay. Well, fantastic. We're talking about insurance and his company. Bob, give us the name of your company and how to get in touch with you.
Okay. The name of the company is, my company is Employee Benefit Advocates, and our website is www.employeebenefitadvocates.com. My direct line is 240-423-8682. Now, that is the main company, and recently we aligned with another group, and we have a startup called Franchise Workforce. And Franchise Workforce provides many of the same products but additional HR outsourcing, strategic outsourcing solutions, and professional employee organization brokerage. And this program is directed at the franchise industry, where we're working with franchisors and multi-unit franchise owners and providing them with the services that are required to make their franchises work and become profitable.
Fantastic. Franchise. Tell us a little bit more about franchise.
Well, the franchise industry is a huge industry in this country and across the world. Franchises are not limited to the United States. There are, you find McDonald's and Burger Kings and all kinds of franchises all over the country that have started in the United States. And you find franchises started outside of the country that are growing in population in the United States. We find that franchises is a place where folk can move into a business in like somewhat of a cookie-cutter setting. You find a number of athletes investing in franchises. And what we do, once an individual buys into a franchise, the franchisor provides certain types of development processes for the franchise. But we become the logical next step because we have done research and we found that none of the franchisors actually provide high levels of HR strategic outsourcing or planning and devices that may be plug and play for the franchise, for the multi-unit franchise, and for the franchisors to be able to communicate, recruit, deal with the compliance issues that are growing more and more every day. So, you know, we found that there was a niche there, a real need in the franchise industry. So we're putting a lot of focus in that resource right there.
That's very interesting because you don't hear the word franchise as much as you did years ago. They used to have franchise conventions, and everybody was looking at trying to buy a franchise. That's still a way to go if you can do that because the franchise handles everything for you as far as the business concern, advertising, products. But what they don't provide is this insurance aspect. Is that correct?
Exactly. They don't provide the insurance aspect or some of the strategic HR outsourcing solutions that are required to stay in compliance. You take franchises go from home health care that has a whole set of requirements for reporting to the federal government. You have franchises that maybe employ a lot of part-time people, a lot of seasonal employees. So all of these different franchises have certain requirements that have to be dealt with regards to the Department of Labor, with regards to the IRS. So we have plug-and-play solutions in the cloud that allow franchisors to be able to be more efficient and effective in their operation and save them time and money.
And that's what it's all about.
I'm sorry, Russell, I did not hear you completely.
Taking care of customers and making sure they save time and money. Time is money. Without any aspect of a business that's going to waste your time, you're wasting money, and that's what's important. But what you have is so valuable in aspects of company and individuals because people take insurance lightly. They don't understand insurance, and that's where you come in. What do you offer as far as any kind of classes or guidelines, or do you do one-on-one tutoring or talking about insurance? How do you approach people as far as getting them to understand what you do? Do you make appointments with them? Do you have a video? What do you do?
Some of all of the above, but just getting back to that old adage, time equals money. No, time equals money and much, much more. Because you can get money, but you can't buy additional time. When you're saving time, you're actually saving money and making money at the same time. But what we do, yes, it is we market online. We market through referrals. We do have, depending on the need of the individual or the whatever concept we're trying to produce, we may do a demo with the various products. But initially, it is the process is for a face-to-face or at least a teleconference to get a chance to understand the needs of the individual that we're dealing with. Years ago, I did do speaking at Howard University Law School and Catholic University Law School and various other schools talking about the practical aspects of life insurance and retirement planning. I don't do those things anymore, because my focus is on the employee benefits area. So we have a website. There's lots of information on the website. There's www.franchiseworkforce.com. We have a blog on there. So there's a lot of information and links that are on both the websites, www.employeebenefitadvocates.com and www.franchiseworkforce.com.
Fantastic. Caller, say hello to Mr. Bob Churchwell and ask a question if you have anything that you want to know.
Okay, I think you're talking back to me. Good morning. This is Baron Howard. One of the things that I'm facing in the question, now that I'm clear about what you do, is as a nonprofit, we don't have employees. But there, is there some recommended insurance? Because we do concessions, and so we do give a stipend. And is there a recommended insurance to have for workman's comp, even though they're not employees? So what is your advice on that?
Yeah. Workman's compensation is not my area of expertise. Now, I would suggest I do have associates that focus on workers' compensation. For a nonprofit, with regards to workers' compensation, you know, I would refer you to one of my associates who specializes in the area of workers' compensation. And you are what, 1099-ing your employees at this point in time, or those contractors that you're working with?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And one thing that you want to be careful about, I will say this, is to understand the new guidelines with regards to contractors and 1099s, and make certain that they are bona fide contractors and not pseudo employees, because you can run into troubles. You can have issues from the Department of Labor if, in fact, your 1099 folk are deemed to be actual employees. And we can speak about that offline if you would like. But and I can also refer you to one of my associates who is steeped in the area of workers' compensation, and that's what they do.
Yeah, because I'm really torn between I don't think we need it, because they signed a voluntary agreement, and that nobody that's with us is an employee. But I want to get the proper guidance to whether we do or whether we don't. So, yes, sir, I will, if you'd like to share your number, or I can share mine or what have you, I would definitely like to speak with you.
Certainly. The number again is 240-423-8682. I'd be happy to speak with you about that.
Okay. Mind repeating it one more time, because I didn't have a pen.
Sure. That's 240-423-8682.
8682. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And for-profit, not-for-profit, all need to have insurance programs of some kind.
Well, yeah, we do have insurance, but we don't carry any insurance of that nature, because again, we don't have employees. So, but again, I'll be redundant. Mm-hmm. But yes, we do. You have to have insurance even to do the nonprofit at the stadium. So we have that type of insurance, which covers us for that. But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is why it's so important to share information. Information is power. If you don't know, and you don't know, and you don't act, and you don't get the information to yourself or receive it to others, then you go away blind. And what we want to do with Be There Magazine in the morning is network and learn. Network and learn. We want people to network, connect with each other, and make sure you get some information you can use. That's what's important. In closing, I want to talk about this event coming up. And, Bob, you're going to be there, making sure that people meet you hands-on. September 19th, the Congressional Black Caucus Weekend, is going
that's
to be...
That's my birthday weekend.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, that's my birthday weekend. I'll see you
that's
there
birthday,
for sure.
So we're going to make sure we're going to celebrate your birthday along with my birthday. You need to come there and make sure that, man, I'm glad you brought that up, because we want to acknowledge your birthday. It's very important that people acknowledge their birthdays. A lot of people let birthdays just go by. There's nothing more important than the day you were born, because that's the day you entered the realms of the earth. It's worth celebrating. And we want to make sure if you're a Virgo, if you're in that area of that month, then come out and celebrate with us. I'm celebrating my 65th birthday, 65 years old, and it means something to be standing as a black man upright on my own feet is incredible to me that I'm 65 years old. I want to come out and let people see, but also we want to promote that 31 years of publishing from Russell's News to Be Their Magazine. 31 years we have touched and impacted thousands and thousands of people's lives. People where they are today were not there yesterday, and they came through Russell's News. So you're going to see individuals like Willie Jolly, Dick Gregory. We invited Kathy Hughes, who started out with me with the radio show for 12 years. There's numerous of people. Foxtrap's going to be there, Malcolm Beach. It's going to be people after people after people, a night of the heavy hitters and the movers and the shakers. It's going to be the place to be to enjoy not only company of others, but to network, learn, and experience, and walk away with something. Bob Churchwell, this has been a real pleasure. Do you have any closing statements?
Just two things I want to say. First of all, Russell, I do want to commend you and congratulate you on the years of service that you've given to the community. And I am just praying that God will continue to bless you and lead you forward. And in closing, I would just like to say that for EBA, Employee Benefit Advocates, integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to service is a cornerstone of our client relationship. And I thank you again, Russell, for having me on. It's been a privilege for me.
Fantastic. And it's going to be in the archives. We can hear this show over and over again. We're going to post it on Facebook, Twitter. You can post it on your Facebook, your Twitter, your webpage, email it out, tweet it out, text it out. This is what technology today offers us. There's no lack of information. Let's all promote and network each other and do the things that's necessary. This is Be There Magazine in the morning. It's all about you. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.